Mr. Schmitz, just for our information, and I believe this was this not brought before us and here visitors?
In anticipation of this question, I put together a quick timeline of this particular item. It does refer to making a quick change to the cemetery ordinance with exceptions to foot markers only. And a quick history, Mr. Jerry Smith approached the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board last year in May to request an exception to the ordinance, and at that time the advisory board denied that request. Well, later on in the summer, Mr. Smith came to hear citizens, and that was on the July 14th council meeting, and requesting that the city ordinance actually be amended, and at that time council referred that back to the staff.
Okay.
Fast forward a little bit, Mr. Smith met with, and his daughter met with, Chuck Gilman and myself to discuss the changes to the cemetery ordinance that he was looking at. And we found that there was actually a discrepancy in that, and so staff got back with legal and reviewed the cemetery ordinance and came up with the changes you see before you today that would align the footstone requirements with the headstone requirements. And it talks about what's allowed with the headstones, that we also allow that with the footstones. This particular change to the ordinance would actually do two things. It would correct the discrepancies between what we allow with headstones to also allow with footstones, and it would also allow that we would be able to handle Mr. Smith's request. When this was taken back to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board in January, it was a unanimous recommendation for approval. So I hope that answered your question there. And I have a quick picture that Mr. Smith actually put together. This is kind of what it would look like. And again, the Parks Board recommended approval.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And one of the reasons why I asked this be pulled, I also wanted to demonstrate that council and staff do respond when citizens come forward with a concern.
Yes, sir.
And particularly, this was during here visitors. It was not on the council agenda at the time. And so we had a citizen who took advantage of that opportunity, and we moved forward with it. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Schmitz.
Here visitors does get listened to.
Yes, sir. Exactly right.